Stepping back into our fourth floor apartment is like stepping out of a sweaty Jamaican bashment party scene into one of those old folks smoke-filled jazz clubs Pop and Sandra probably met in forever ago. I hear the flit of random saxophone notes float from Pop's room and throw the chips on the counter. A thin stream of gray rises from a spliff-filled ashtray on the kitchen counter, and I know there ain't no going back there now. He'll be fumbling around for at least the next 3 hours, or until he starts getting on his own nerves. Bright side, the house smells only a little sour now, and more like a steam bar soap. His musty work clothes are chucked somewhere I can't smell them. Also, means I could chill on the couch with my phone in peace. My phone vibrates and a notification flashes across the top of the screen. Tiff's name shows up as the screen opens to Facebook Messenger. It's about that time. Months have gone by and we're due, I guess. Tiffany Harrison. What's up, cuz? You miss me or nah? Yamina Okar. You mad silly girl. Of course I missed you. Everything's good. What's up with you? Tiffany Harrison. Listen to you, mad silly. You think you're really from Brooklyn now, don't you? You can say mad and talk like Cardi B all you want to, but your ass still gonna be from Obsidian. Laughing my ass off, but nah, things is cool. I mean, even with everything going on, you know how it is. You know how everybody handles stuff around here. Never missing a chance to remind me of where I came from, this is always how Tiff says hello. One part to diss New York, one part homage to the OB, one part family drama, one part envy that I got up out of there unlike everybody else, including her. Yamina Okar. And you won't ever let me forget it. Ain't nobody trying to forget. Besides, I've been gone for years. Practically grew up here now. Tiffany Harrison. Oh, please. You still one of us. But I guess I feel you, girl. Ain't nothing here, no way. Seem like everybody just sad all the time. I get it. I'm glad you good. Cause I got some tea. Well, more like something happening that I think you should know. I was waiting for this. Cousin Tiffany always has the tea. Yamina Okar, do I really want to know? I'm trying to be on my namaste right now. I don't know if I'm in the mood to hear about somebody else in the family fighting. Tiffany Harrison, ellipses. I see the dots on the screen that, for Tiff, means she's telling me whatever I probably don't want to hear anyway. My question completely rhetorical in her book. I wait for her to flesh out a full-on story about how Auntie Jo was rude to Cousin Jay's girlfriend again, or how one of the neighborhood women tried to sabotage Nana's Sunday dinner business. It's all happened before. Very little would surprise me at this point. Pop's saxophone squeaks from behind his closed door, followed by him releasing a sudden cuss into the air. He's gonna need a break after that one. His door flings open and Tiff's message finally sends a link to an event. You're invited to the Williams Johnson 2019 family reunion in memory of our sister, Sandra Ann Williams, September 3rd, 1973 to January 8th, 2019, Oak Community Park, Thursday, July 4th to Sunday, July 7th, 2019. Are you going? Yes, no, maybe. Tiff's message bubbles pick up again. I read the Facebook invite title over again. Then a third time. You can receive an invite for anything on Facebook. Promposals, graduations, celebrations of death, family get-togethers for families that have been broken since the beginning of time. Are you going? People have even been known to go live into the delivery room reeking of vagina blood while their best friend was pushing out a slimy-ass baby.